From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Studies show 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted before graduating from college. As KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports, a recent conference in Colorado Springs brought together higher education representatives from around the country to try and address the issue. Just a note, some of the content here may be uncomfortable for some listeners.
Here's what you're going to do. In the most detail possible.
Dr. Kimberly Dickman is the Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Analyst at the United States Air Force Academy.
Share your last consensual sexual activity.
Her audience sat in uncomfortable suspense. Then, Dickman told them they didn't actually have to do it. They laughed, relieved, and then...
Imagine if it's not consensual. Imagine if you say stop. Please stop. Don't. Or if someone is if you're vulnerable and someone takes advantage of that.
Then Dickman asked them to imagine explaining it over and over again to nurses, attorneys, law enforcement. This, she says, begins to describe a victim's experience of reporting sexual assault. It was among the topics at the recent Rocky Mountain Campus Safety Summit. According to a 2007 study submitted to the U.S. Department of Justice, only 12% of campus rapes are reported to law enforcement. When they are reported, the process can be difficult. Conference organizers screened the 2015 documentary, The Hunting Ground. The film criticizes the way colleges handle sexual assault, saying the institutions prioritize their own reputations over student safety. Here is an excerpt from the trailer.
They protect perpetrators because they have a financial incentive to do so.
The problem of sexual assault on campuses is enormous.
I think it's fair to say that they cover these crimes up.
There's a lot of victim blaming.
He lectured us about how...
Clinical psychologist Dr. David Lisak is featured in The Hunting Ground and delivered an address at the summit. He said he's encouraged by the way this issue has come into the spotlight.
The pressure, as uncomfortable as it is, it's absolutely necessary. Institutions don't change without pressure.
Over 150 people attended the conference, including guidance counselors, administrative staff, and campus security officers. Sherry Lynn Boyles directs TESSA, a local safe house and advocacy organization for victims of domestic violence. Her workshop was called Trauma-Informed Approach to Campus Safety.
Trauma just didn't happen and it's over.
She explained that investigators should be prepared for victims to react in ways they didn't expect. Boyles also said there's often lasting effects.
You have long-term and short-term impacts like suicidal thoughts, depression, drug and alcohol abuse. All of these can be results of having gone through a sexual assault or dating violence relationship.
Other workshops included those on Title IX, creating bystander intervention programs, and engaging men in prevention. Dr. David Lisak says communication is key in combating issues of sexual violence.
People need to hear these ideas and share these ideas so that we start knitting together the best ideas from around the region and around the country. And so we need conferences like this because this is where it happens.
This was the inaugural Rocky Mountain Campus Safety Summit. Organizers say they plan to make it an annual event. For KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
The event was held at Colorado College, which is KRCC's licensee.